You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. July series has started on a muted note and Nifty 50 slipped below 11,800 on the last trading session of the week and indeed the month. This is an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets started the July series on a rather muted note. The BSE Sensex fell by nearly 200 points, while the Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,800 levels on a closing basis on Friday today. So what was the final tally? The BSE Sensex plunged 191 points to close at 39,394, while Nifty 50 closed 52 points lower at 11,788 today. For the month, the BSE Sensex closed 0.8% lower, while the Nifty 50 ended with losses of over 1% for the month of June, its biggest fall since October 2018. Bulls took control of the Lal Street on the first day of the July series amid weak global cues and reports about below-normal monsoon dampening sentiment. Investors also await the concrete outcome on trade war from between the United States and China meeting at the G20. Jayant Manglik, president of retail distribution at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Markets drifted lower and lost nearly 0.5%, citing weak cues. The benchmark made a cautious start in response to feeble global cues and the news of below average rainfall for the fourth consecutive week. Markets will react to the outcome of the G20 meet in early trade on Monday, and then the focus would shift to the upcoming union budget. In short, participants should prepare themselves for an eventful week," unquote. Manglik advises investors to hedge their positions instead of naked trades. Investors, on the other hand, can utilize further dip to accumulate quality stocks. Sectorally, almost all the sectoral indices traded in tandem with the benchmark and closed lower. The BSE Energy Index closed 1.5% lower, while the Metal Index fell 1.1% and the BSE Telecom Index closed about 1.03% down. The BSE Realty Index was up 0.58%, followed by the S&P BSE FMCG Index gaining 0.26% and the BSE Capital Goods Index closing flat but with a positive bias. Among the top Sensex gainers today were Bajaj Finance, Axis Bank, NTPC and Maruti Suzuki. While on the losing front, we had Coal India, IndusInd Bank, Yes Bank, which lost 2-3% between them. Other than those names that made some noise on the Lal Street for either gaining too much or losing too much, which were the others that made some noise today on D Street? Lupin, the pharmaceutical company, ended with gains of over 1% after the company received a tentative approval for its Mirabegron extended release tablets. The company received a tentative approval for this from the US FDA. Shares of Cox & Kings ended with losses of over 10%, hitting lower circuit on the 28th of June after the company defaulted on the payment of commercial papers due to cash flow mismatch. Out of the aggregate amount of 200 crore rupees of the unsecured commercial papers, the company paid 50 crore rupees and the balance amount of 150 crore rupees has not been paid. Shares of Divan Housing Finance Corporation closed 11% lower after the company deferred quarter four earnings announcement. The company was scheduled to announce quarter four earnings on the 29th of June. Earlier, the company had informed the stock exchanges that it will not be able to furnish the audited standalone and consolidated financial statements for FY19 within the time stipulated by SEBI norms. And finally, shares of Reliance Capital fell more than 6% on reports that the company will likely also defer quarter four earnings, according to CNBC TV18 sources. What's been happening in global financial markets? European markets have opened fractionally higher today as investors track developments at the G20 summit in Osaka in Japan. The pan-European Stoxx 600 edged 0.3% higher during the morning session. In the Asian markets, Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.29% to close at 21,275.92. The broader topics index, also of Japan, shed 0.14% to end its trading day at 1,551.14. Mainland Chinese stocks slipped on the day with the Shanghai Composite lower by 0.6%, closing at 2,978.88. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index declined more than 0.3%, while the Kospi of South Korea ended its trading day 0.17% lower at 2,130.62. So most of the Asian indices slipping today. Well, that's it for the day and indeed the week and the month from Dalal Street. The podcasts, of course, don't end just there. We have three more podcasts coming your way. Stories of the day, as usual. We'll be talking about what happened in the G20 summit. It is a very important day for LGBTQ rights. This is the day 50 years ago that a brick was thrown at a policeman and there began Stonewall, the movement which has since gone on to establish parity for LGBTQ people in several countries, including in India, where it was decriminalized just last year. What else can we look forward to on the podcast today? We'll be taking a look at hostile takeovers. This is, of course, in the backdrop of L&T and Mindtree. But what is the history of hostile takeovers in India and which have been the most hostile of takeovers from across the world? So we'll be taking a look at that as well. And our editor, Santosh Nair, will be joining us for a market podcast. That is a weekly feature. So all of those things to look forward to. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.